At the end of hope, I've got to tell you, something is evolving, which is so beautiful. Everything you're doing today is in preparation for what's coming tomorrow. Something's evolving in your life. You're not going to stay there unless you want to stay there. But why would you want to stay there when there's so much more? I was headed into the CNN Center in Atlanta, getting ready to speak, their large ballroom, and on the way in, I'd just come from the airport, so I had my luggage in one hand and my big bag in the other that was on my shoulder, and it had this huge, big revolving door. So Tony stepped in first. It was big enough for both of us, but not quite my luggage. So I step in. I got my bag sort of caught on the revolving door, and guess what? The revolving door is still going. Finally, I grab my bag. I get it out of there, which, by the way, you know, think about it. Traveling with baggage in our lives, all the things of the past, it doesn't help you get down that field called life very well. And it usually gets stuck in stuff. Let go of as much baggage of the past as you can, because that was yesterday's chapter. You've got today's chapter. Let go of some of that stuff. Anyway, I'm in the revolving door, and it's an interesting thing in a revolving door because you can see people behind you. They look free. They're just carrying on, going different places. And there you are in the small, confined place. And then I looked to the right, saw people. They were walking. And a lot, when I say I see people, I imagine. I have a vivid imagination. That's why I'm still your best friend. You look great. So I saw people over here walking. I could imagine that they were free. I'm in this confined place. And I could stand there and go, oh, I'm stuck. I hate this place. I hate small places. Or, you know what I could do? I could just push a little bit. And in the middle of the little push, guess what? Another push and another push. And before you know it, it was a big wide open door, a space, a new place where I was able to step in and go my way. Listen to me. Some of you just need to push a little bit. And in the things that are evolving in your life, seize today, because what you're learning today, you're going to need tomorrow. That's why you're not stuck. You've been positioned.